Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, June 24th, 2024. Some of you may have known Peggy McKenna, or maybe her name is familiar to you from her photographs in the Waldo Independent and Republican Journal newspapers in Waldo County years ago. This summer, the Penobscot Marine Museum in Searsport and Waterfall Arts in Belfast have teamed up to put together an exhibition of some of her work photographing local artists around the time Belfast was becoming less about poultry and more about art. It's called McKenna and Her Camera, the Mid-Coast Maine Art Scene, 1987 to 2008. The exhibition opens later this week. Here's Kevin Johnson, photo archivist at the Penobscot Marine Museum, followed by Amy Tingle, program director at Waterfall Arts, with more.
Hi, Amy. I'm here today to talk about Peggy McKenna. Peggy was a photographer. She lived in Montville, moved up to Maine in the 1970s as part of the Back to the Land movement. And she lived in Montville and eventually became the photojournalist for the Republican Journal and the Waldo Independent, and spent her years, her career doing that, making thousands of photos. Sadly, she passed away prematurely in 2015, and her collection of images was donated to the museum. And since then, we've been working on organizing the collection and figuring out how to process something of its scale, which approaches probably 200,000 images or more. One of her favorite things to do was to, and probably most talented things to do, was to make portraits of people, all people. She really connected with her subjects, evoked a feeling of trust, and they responded to it and really let themselves be seen by her and her camera. And so we decided to make an exhibit showcasing some of these portraits, and we focused on artists that she photographed beginning in the 70s all the way up through the 90s, and that had relocated to Mid-Coast Maine and made it their home. And so this exhibit is about portraits of these artists.
And I'm going to take over from there, Amy, and talk about the partnership between Waterfall Arts and the Penobscot Marine Museum to bring this exhibition to life. And I think the thing that we're most excited about is the storytelling aspect of Peggy's photographs. They really tell a brilliant story about the artists, about that time in Mid-Coast, what was happening with the art scene. But what I'm really struck by is in some of the interviews Carl Little did with the artists who are presented in the portraits, they talk so much about the ease that Peggy had with her subjects, the joy that she had taking those photographs. And so that is really representative of the 34 portraits that will be in the show. They're just so full of joy. And I think Daphne Taylor said in her interview that Peggy really captured the heartbeat. And I think that's so true. I love that. And that's what people are going to see. So it's the portrait paired with a piece of art by each artist. The show opens next Thursday, June 27th. From 6 to 8 p.m., there'll be a public reception here at Waterfall Arts, and the show will run through September 2nd. So folks have the whole summer to come and see these gorgeous portraits and the piece of art paired with them. www.waterfallarts.org. You can get all the details on the site and any information about the programming that will happen in conjunction with the show.
You can find out more information about the show and Peggy's collection on our website as well, which is www.penobscotmarinemuseum.org.
That was Amy Tingle from Waterfall Arts and Kevin Johnson from the Penobscot Marine Museum. If you're planning to head to or through Searsport, be advised that the road work there is ongoing and may slow you down a bit, but it tends to be better on the weekends when there are no detours, according to Kevin. And also, the businesses in downtown Searsport are still open and parking is available. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.